Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Very good Monday morning to you, President's Day Monday. And the junks are like the presidents around here. They get to take the day off, and they're like all federal employees and most school students and teachers and people of that ilk. They get to take the day off. Sean Summers and me, a.k.a. the Rooster, Chris Russell, do not get to take the day off. And, well, that's either lucky or bad for you. Kind of depends on your perspective on things. But nevertheless, good morning, everyone. We welcome you aboard, one and all. Again, on this holiday Monday, we're with you until 10 a.m. Eastern time this morning on 106.7 The Fan. No TV this morning, no NBC Sports Washington. But we have the radio.com app to cover you as well. Down on the Fan 910 in Richmond and 105.1. On the FM side, down in Norfolk and Virginia Beach, Sports Radio 850 and 96.5 FM. Good to have all of you aboard with us. And if you are with us, if you are alert, if you are awake, which is more than I can say for our computers around here, then give us a call. I'm still trying to connect to our call screen because they did this wacky, funky, you know, like with everybody like protecting cybers and all this stuff. And now I can't connect to our call screen. So Sean is going to have to kind of manipulate things until I thought I had it. And I hit a couple of things and it says it's connecting. I just don't know how long it's going to take. So we will see what happens in that regard. But Sean Summers on the other side of the glass, make sure you say hello to him, and he'll be popping on throughout the morning with us. We're with you until, again, 10 o'clock. So, in full disclosure, I did not get to see any of the All-Star game last night. I had, some family stuff going on, and, you know, I had work to do for my SI site, my RedskinsReport.com site, and I just, it's really hard for me to watch TV and write at the same, I mean, it's hard enough for me to concentrate on what I'm writing when, you know, your phone is constantly buzzing, when you're, when you know, people are trying to constantly distract you and get your attention, tweet deck, all that stuff. Really kind of impossible for me. Now, I'm not the biggest NBA fan in the world, so I didn't feel like I was missing that much. I mean, it seems like everybody had a good time. Kawhi Leonard won the Kobe Bryant MVP. That was another reason, 157-155, free throw at the end. That was another reason why, honestly, not that I'm ever really in on the NBA All-Star game, I'm not. It's my least favorite of the four major sports, quite honestly, if I'm being totally honest and transparent. It's my least favorite. It's not that I don't like it at all. It's just, you know, like if I have another choice, I'm going to choose something else, right? But I normally, especially having a show this morning, would watch it. But again, I had some circumstances come up and whatever, and I just couldn't. So I have seen some of the highlights, seen, you know, some of the deal. Look, it seemed like everybody, again, had a pretty good time. Everybody kind of warmed up and got going. you know, it was looked like from what I was able to tell, a little bit of a slow start. Everybody got cranked up. It seemed like everybody had a good time. But the other reason why, honestly, and this is going to sound callous, why I kind of tried to stay away, maybe more on purpose this year, was, you know, with all the Kobe Bryant tributes and memories and, you know, Magic Johnson spoke and all the players, you know, paying tribute and wearing 2 and 24, all of that, like, very nice stuff. But I will say this, you know, I'm like, for me, and this is again personal, I'm still healing, recovering from losing my 30-year-old brother in early October. You know, I'm still trying to help my stepmother, his mom, through this, my sister, to a lesser degree. But, you know, I'm still dealing with my own healing, recovering, whatever. To watch a weekend's worth of tributes and sadness, yet healing and yet positivity in his legacy and remembering what he meant to everybody. And it's not only just NBA players. It is, quite honestly, what he meant to NFL players, what he meant to you know, other athletes. I mean, you see Alex Ovechkin, he's been really touched by this. I don't know how many other Capitals or NHL players have expressed, you know, their other than, you know, the immediate shock. I know Ovechkin did. They weren't at home for a couple of days until after, so I didn't get a chance to really talk to many of them except for Ovechkin about it. But to be constantly, and it's the right thing to do, but to be constantly reminded of sadness and loss and tragedy, you know, I got to be honest with you, wasn't something that I really, really, really wanted to immerse myself in. I'm already, if I'm being totally transparent, I'm already sad enough, stressed enough, wondering, as we all do, when is our time? How is it going to end and all that crap? You know, all of us have experienced, I think, many of us, most of us, have experienced loss to some degree, a small degree, a large degree. Kind of depends on how old you are, how lucky or unlucky you've been, right? But we've all experienced some sort of loss. Grandparents, parents, brother, sister, cousin, friend. Again, that's part of life, right? I'm 46 years old. I've seen a lot of people, unfortunately, that I care about, love, and are fond of, leave, right? So to be constantly kind of whacked in the face with the reality, quite honestly, of loss, even though I didn't know Kobe Bryant, even though I'm not the biggest NBA fan, even though I wasn't the biggest Kobe fan, if I'm being totally honest with you. I mean, you respect him. You admire what he became as a basketball player, as a leader, as a winner, as a champion, as a scorer, defensively. In all of that, I admire and I care more about what he became as a dad. You know, to Gianna, to his other daughters, to his wife. That more important than anything. Much more important than anything he ever did on the basketball court. But to be honest with you, to be whacked, slapped in the face, I live it 24/7. It's constantly on my mind, on my chest, in my heart. If I'm being totally transparent. And I strive to be nothing more than that, right? So to watch a weekend's worth of tributes, even though it helps in the healing process for some, you know, I wasn't really feeling that, if I'm being totally honest. It helped that I have many, 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 many other things to worry about and to think about and to fill my time with. I don't work a traditional schedule. I don't work a traditional job. You know, many of us work multiple jobs. Sean's got, what do you got, three jobs? Three? I've got four regular part-time jobs, and some aren't part-time, even though they're considered part-time. And then a fifth monthly job that I'm working on right now at this, it just happens to be that time. So I'm trying to marry five jobs together at once. To be honest with you, to pummel my heart and my emotions and my stress already and my anxiety already with more stuff about Kobe, as sad as I am, as sad as we all are about his daughter, about the seven other victims, I wasn't feeling that this weekend. I respect and totally understand and honor what the NBA did and tried to do. Its players got it. They, by all accounts, seemed to do a really good job. I just wasn't feeling that. I have a hard enough time caring about stuff that doesn't matter to me. I don't care about the Astros, but I've got to work up emotion to care about cheaters and to care about what they're saying and what they're thinking. That's part of my job. That's part of my job. And that's okay. That's my job. Everybody's got a job. Everybody's got something that they have to care about and act and go through and operate and be passionate about. And that's me, right? But again, to subject myself to more sadness, I wasn't going to do it. Even though there were plenty of times, by all accounts, where it seemed like, it was kind of a release. It was kind of fun. I just wasn't going to do it. So here's the question for you at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, right here on the Junks. What did you think of NBA All-Star Weekend, the game, the format? What did you like? What did you not like? Did you like the game? By all accounts, again, hard not to like the competitiveness of the game ultimately. I don't know with the whole score thing. I don't know how that all works. Did you like it? Did you hate it? Did you love it? Were you too sad to kind of enjoy it because of Kobe and his daughter and the seven other victims? David Stern as well, who was a visionary, even though I think he gets a little more credit than he probably deserves. Did you not like it? Were you bored by it? Do you need something different? Are you ready for the second half, the unofficial second half of the NBA season? Whatever. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. People are yelling at me already for saying, if I'm being totally honest with you. Sorry. Sorry, Don. Sorry. I apologize. But if I'm being totally honest with you, I don't care. Thanks. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We'll take a break right here on the Junks. Just getting warmed up on a Monday morning, President's Day. Hope you guys have the day off. Hope you guys can sleep in. Hope you guys can do whatever the heck you want. Sean Summers, I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you with us on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, the Junks are out today. I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you aboard with us. right here on a President's Day Monday with you until 10, along with Sean Summers on the other side of the glass. PJ Elliott, I think, is with us on the sports flashes, I believe. That's what he told me yesterday. I haven't seen him yet, so we'll see. things are just kind of, I still can't connect to our caller database. Things are just kind of, you know, we're just figuring things out as we go here on a holiday Monday on The Fan and Beyond. You can listen, of course, on 106.7 The Fan and the radio.com app, thefandc.com/listen. If you're hanging out down in Richmond, it's 910 on the AM dial, 105.1 on the FM dial, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, 850 on the AM dial, and 96.5 FM. So good to have you aboard with us. No TV today. I'm with you until 10, and we will take your calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. I mentioned at the end of the last segment that somebody was all over my case about saying, I guess, the phrase, if I'm being totally honest with you. That's probably a Mike Shanahan crutch I heard, if I'm being totally honest with you, about 1,000 times in press conferences, and it's just kind of been ingrained in my brain, if that makes sense. I probably said it one too many times during the first segment. What I'm trying to get at, Mr. Don, who calls himself on Twitter at Black Don Trump, which might tell you some things. What I'm trying to get at is, it is very unusual for a sports talk show host, that is I, to say, hey, listen, I'm doing a sports talk show and I don't really love the NBA, and I didn't watch the NBA All-Star game or any of its festivities. But here's the reason why. Number one, I'm not really a huge NBA fan. That's number one. I'm not trying to run from that. Number two, I'm still dealing, recovering with my own tragedy loss. I didn't need to be whacked in the face constantly with Kobe Bryant and 8 other victim tributes and memorials and David Stern and all that stuff. I just didn't need that. I wasn't going to subject myself to that because I have other things that are going on in my life that I need to deal with. So that's why I kept saying that. You know, there are people that are going to lie to you and tell you, oh, I loved it. I watched it. Oh, I watched every second of it. And they didn't. They watched a couple of highlights. I'm not going to be that way. I'm just going to tell you, you know, I've learned one thing from the junks over my now, I guess, 13 years here in the Washington, D.C. area, and 13 years of listening to them and working with them for, you know, 6-7 years, whatever it is, and just being in the radio industry as long as I have. You know what? We used to say, oh, I watched this, I watched that. Or, you know, program directors used to say, don't tell them you didn't watch that. And maybe I'm too transparent. But I never think it benefits me to lie and tell you, man, I watched every second of that. I was into it. I was rock. Oh, breaking it down. When all you did was watch a couple of highlights and all you did was read a box score. And that's what most people will do. They'll lie. The junks, one of the things I appreciate about them is they have, you know, very, very, very normal dad lives. They travel. They're at their kids' games. They're doing honey-do lists. They're transporting their kids all around. Now, obviously, there's some perks and some benefits to their lifestyle. I'm not suggesting that there isn't. But my point is, they don't lie to you when they say, look, I didn't watch it. Didn't see it. Didn't get a chance to see it. I was in bed by 9 o'clock. Whatever. I went in bed by 9 o'clock last night. I wish I was. I'm not Jason. I'm not waking up at 2:30 in the morning to watch something I don't care about. But I'm just saying, there is a certain transparency that I think we owe our audience. And why lie about it? Why sit here on a Monday morning and tell you how great it was, how awesome it was, how boring it was, how stupid it was, how lame it was, whatever, when I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to talk about what I felt, what I saw, what I dealt with, and why I didn't. Now, there's many other things that I partook in. Is that a word? Partook? I partaked? I don't know what the proper grammatical... that I filled my life with. How about that? On Sunday. After I got done with the show yesterday, I did some work, went, you know, grocery shopping, all that stuff, came home, and there were two options for me. Golf, not one of them. It was Hockey Day in America. And it was the Daytona 500. Or I could have watched the XFL. I did not watch the XFL. I watched a bunch of the XFL on Saturday. I did not watch any of the XFL, if I'm being honest, on Sunday. Now I'm just going to say it to annoy Black Don Trump. Now I'm going to say it just to annoy him. So I came home and I watched a bunch of the Rangers and Bruins game. I love what NBC did with a big rink outside of Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, celebrating hockey, invading hockey in non-traditional markets. The only problem is, as I said yesterday morning about the Colorado Springs NHL game at the U.S. Air Force Academy between the Kings and the Avalanche on Saturday night, you're going head-to-head with NBA All-Star Saturday night. You don't have a chance. You don't give yourself a chance. Next weekend would have been much, 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 much better for you to do outdoor game Saturday night in Colorado Springs. Who was the musical act? Sam Hunt, big country star. Would have been much better for you to do it next weekend. Would have been much better for you to do Hockey Day in America next Sunday. Why? You're always going to have to compete with the NBA. You're always going to have to compete with college basketball. But to my knowledge, unless I'm missing something, there's nothing major going on next Sunday. Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. So to me, to do it on the same day as the Daytona 500, which got rained out ultimately. They started it, had to stop it, postpone it, whatever. To do it on the same day as NBA All-Star Sunday night, even though the game was at night, to me, it just takes away what you could do to maximize what you're trying to do. And this is kind of a problem if you're the NHL, right? You're trying desperately to build and expose the sport to non-hardcore serious fans, you know, casual viewers, which makes up, you know, if there's 250 million adult television viewers in the country, out of the what's the population? 375 million? I have no idea. You know, I'm somewhere around there. I'm just making up approximate numbers, right? Say it's 200 million adult viewers that you could potentially attract. If you're normally attracting 1 million, you're trying to get to 2 million. If you're normally attracting 4 million, you're trying to get to 6 million. If you're the NHL, you already realize you get the short end of the straw from the media. You already realize that unless somebody goons it up and drops a couple of haymakers off the drop of the puck, like they did in Vegas on Saturday night between the Islanders and the Vegas Golden Knights, by the way, the Caps in Vegas tonight, 6 o'clock here on The Fan. You already realize unless you do something really, 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 really unique, you don't get the love. You don't get the coverage. You don't get the propaganda. You don't get the shove it down your throat coverage that the media gives to the NBA. And that the, you know, Twitter and social media gives to the NBA. You already realize you're way, 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 way behind the eight ball in that regard. Now, you've done a really fascinating and good and like a really solid job growing the sport. It is very popular with young families. People are playing hockey just like they're playing soccer more than ever. You have done a, in my opinion, a great job expanding the game and going to non-traditional markets, i.e. Nashville, where they had Hockey Day in America outside of the arena yesterday out in the streets. If any of you have been to Nashville, you know where Bridgestone Arena is. You know where I think it's Broadway. That's the main kind of thoroughfare, if you will, where it's just a big old party atmosphere. It's like the Vegas Strip, just a mini Vegas Strip, right? Very mini Vegas Strip. I mean, they call it Nash Vegas, but it's very different. If you've ever been to the two, you know it's very different. But to have the NHL have Hockey Day in America in Nashville is something you wouldn't have thought of not only 5 years ago, but 20 years ago, right? You wouldn't have thought the NHL would ever be in Vegas. I mean, or in Nashville. Nor would you have thought they would go to Vegas. Nor would you have thought they would go to, you know, places like Tampa Bay and warm weather climates like that. Dallas, Phoenix, Arizona. But Gary Bettman, realizing that you have to expose your game at a professional and a grassroots level, has done a nice job expanding the game, expanding the game, expanding the game, and exposing the game. But it's really hard to expose the game to a TV audience, to a TV viewership, on the same weekend as the NBA All-Star stuff. And even without the Kobe Bryant tribute, there was no way you could have prepared for that. But just NBA All-Star weekend, number one. Number two, when you have the Daytona 500 also going head-to-head. Because if there's a NASCAR race that the casual viewer is going to watch, not the hardcore viewer, it's the Daytona 500. As much as I defend Gary Bettman and the NHL and advocate for them, I don't quite get those programming decisions. I don't get who thought it was a good idea to say, hey, let's go head-to-head, toe-to-toe for the social media piece of the pie, which is a huge influencer, for the television piece of the pie, for the casual viewer piece of the pie, which is more than just a piece of the pie, on the same weekend as NBA All-Star Weekend and the Daytona 500. Oh, and by the way, on top of that, then you had the XFL. I think you had some golf event. You have all the Astro scandal, which, you know, again, there's no way you could have possibly prepared for. But you knew the NBA All-Star Weekend. You knew the Daytona 500. You knew about that. And to me, to go head-to-head with that, to try and take a chunk out of that, I just don't agree with that marketing strategy. I just don't. And I love the NHL. I just don't know what they were thinking. Honestly. I just don't know what they were thinking. To me, it's like a losing battle. It's like it's like me saying, I'm going to lose weight and then showing up at a buffet and then sitting there and watching everybody eat. Yeah, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. You're not going to be successful that way. You see where I'm getting at? 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. I see Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk and Chad Dukes going at it on Twitter along with some others. We'll tell you what about next on The Fan. DC defenders see 12.4% attendance drop from week one to week two. So then a guy named Bobby Burns, who he's based here in the area, is a listener, I think, to the station. I'm pretty sure. He says and responds to Pro Football Talk, but tagging Chad Dukes, what's your dude's problem here? Going from approximately 17K to approximately 15K is actually kind of impressive. Dukes then responds, addressing both at handles, meaning Florio and Pro Football Talk, and this guy, Bobby Burns, saying, "Don't get rooting for it to fail bit. The game that's on right now is entertaining." And Florio's response to that is, quote, "We write about NFL ratings when they rise or fail or fall. We write about NFL attendance when it rises or falls." He's correct about that. There was a big, huge headline about a month and a half ago that focused on the NFL having an all-time low attendance over the last 15 years. And, you know, broke down all the numbers. And, of course, the Redskins are a huge part of that. He said, even though the Redskins had the biggest year-over-year jump, it was the weirdest thing. Like, the Redskins had one of the worst attendances on average in the NFL, yet they had the biggest percentage increase and jump from 2018 to 2019. It was the weirdest thing because of the whole La Famina thing and how they were doing the tickets and how they were not selling tickets to opposing fans and through the secondary market. So Florio said, "I want the NFL to succeed, but I'm not going to lie to my audience to placate those who choose to be blind to the challenges the XFL faces." So here's the thing. I have not read this article yet. I'm just pulling it up now. But I don't need to read it to tell you that what it's going to be is basically, see, I told you, we're already starting the trend of 17,000 and change, 15,000 and change. Next week, it'll be 12,000 and change. The week after that, it'll be 10,000 and change. And you see the gradual decay and the gradual decline. And he very well could be right. He very well could be right. There were 15,031 people announced by the D.C. Defenders on Saturday at Audi Field. Now, what Mike Florio doesn't know and what Mike Florio doesn't care about is that it was a chilly day. It wasn't as bad Saturday because I was here. It wasn't as bad Saturday as it was Friday. It was not as nice Saturday as it was for the inaugural game last Saturday, if that makes sense. Okay? So there were 17,163 in the XFL debut, the first ever game for the league in the 2020 version. Obviously, the XFL was around in a different format before. Then you have 15,031 this past Saturday. Now, the Defenders are now 2-0, and they've kicked everybody's ass. 31-19, 27-0. In the last six quarters of play, I think they've outscored their opponent like 50-7 or something like that. The first half of the first game, they were not dominant. They were not great. They were not, you know, they scored a touchdown on a blocked punt. But they struggled on offense. Since then, they've been a juggernaut. And I know the New York quarterback absolutely sucked. Matt McGloin, he was awful. He was dreadful on Saturday. And he can blame Kevin Gilbride and the offensive coordinator who coached at Little Delaware Valley, wherever. He could, and who looks like Chan Gailey, by the way. He can blame everyone but Santa Claus. He was awful. He threw up all over himself all day long. And the D.C. Defenders were really good at, well, defending, at defense. And they've been really good so far on defense. They had two pick sixes. They have a bunch of turnovers. They had three last week. They had a couple more this week, including a second pick six. Hell, they're so good, they traded the guy, Brandon Silvey, who had the pick six in the inaugural game, to Los Angeles for another defensive lineman. So all of a sudden, Florio is going to, and I think what Florio does, you know, he's a news gatherer, right? He cares none about the XFL. NBC is not involved in the XFL. I guarantee you, Mike Florio would not be pummeling the XFL on this station, on Pro Football Talk, if NBC Sports Network or NBC as a whole had a partnership with the XFL. I guarantee you. Why? Because Mike Florio is smarter than you think he is. And we all have to protect who we work for, right? And what decisions our employer makes, right? I don't have to agree with every decision that CK makes or that Entercom DC makes or Entercom as a whole makes. I don't, quite honestly. But damned if I'm not going to absolutely ambush them on the radio. I'm not. That's dumb. Mike Florio can bash the XFL because NBC, which carries his NBC Sports Network, which carries his morning football, pro football talk show, what's his name, Chris Sims? That's on NBCSN, which I, in full disclosure, I watch regularly because I'm a huge hockey fan. And occasionally I'll watch that show too because, you know, the junks might be talking about movies, which I care absolutely none about. Zero about. Not 1 ounce about. I'll flip over there, or I'll flip over to the NHL Network, or whatever. But Mike Florio's not crushing the XFL if NBC has a stake in the XFL. And to my knowledge, they don't. Fox and ESPN and ABC are the broadcast partners for the XFL. Am I missing anything, Sean? To my knowledge, NBC is not involved in any way, shape, or form that I've been able to ascertain through any of my research and or any of my watching of the XFL so far. You haven't seen anything, right?
I have not seen anything.
So that would make sense that, I mean, I'm like 99.9% sure, but I'm always hesitant to say 100% sure because I may be missing something. But I do not believe in any way, shape, or form NBC is involved at all with the XFL. And Vince McMahon has had a long history with the XFL. I'm sorry, with NBC. I think NBC was involved in the Alliance, but I could be wrong on that. I didn't watch the Alliance. Honestly, I just didn't. I did. Sorry. But I guarantee you Florio would not be ambushing the XFL and engaging in a back and forth with Dukes if he had something to protect. Now, he can talk about how he writes about NFL attendance dropping, NFL ratings, and he is correct about that. He does. He is right. But for him to go out of his way to cover the XFL in week two when that's not what his website and his product is about. I mean, I guess it is pro football talk. It is professional football, so I guess you could make an argument, okay, because it's not NFL football talk, but that's how the show, that's how the website has been based. It's never been based on, oh, the Alliance or, you know, anything else, right? He's going to use that to cover it because everybody needs clicks and everybody needs eyeballs and everybody needs to get under everybody's skin. So I can't say he's got no right to cover it, but I doubt if there's good and positive news about the XFL that Mike Florio will be covering it. And I believe strongly part of the reason why is because he's not under any obligation through NBC, which is his partner, and he is a regular part of, not only in the mornings, but also Sunday Night Football. He's got nothing to protect. He's got nothing to advocate. He's got nothing to prop up. He's got none of that stuff. So he's going to look for the negative. He already doesn't like it, doesn't think it's going to succeed. He's going to look for the negative and track that and hide under the auspice of, well, hey, it's professional football. I'm pro football talk. I can cover it. Fine, you can cover it. But I would also suggest, how about instead of focusing on the 2,000 fan drop in attendance, the fact that the defenders are kicking people's asses and that they're drawing 15, 16, 17,000, whatever it is, and creating a new fan base and exposing fans to a new product and actually, for once, a fun product in the nation's capital, a very influential city, when the Washington Redskins can't A, win, and B, draw anybody. How about that? How about we do that? How about we focus on that? But instead, Florio is not. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. If you want to chime in on that, go right ahead. I'm Chris Russell, a.k.a. The Rooster and for the Junks, with you on a Monday morning, President's Day. We're off on a little schedule here. We'll have, you know, our own thing coming up here on The Fan, with you until 10 o'clock with Sean Summers on the other side of the glass. Good to have you aboard.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.